There's always a few things I thought every lecture should include, and that's the answer to birth and death. Because I don't want you folks worrying about it. One of the benefits of being in one of these lectures is you can quit worrying about death forever. So the first thing we discovered is that people already have a calibrated level of consciousness at birth. Without karma, how would you explain then? That this one's born already at 400, this one's already almost a saint, this one is barely at 40, this one barely survives. I'm working right now on map of the world, and you'll see whole continents, how the consciousness level is distributed on the whole continent. You take North America, 431, you take Mexico, 400, you get onto South America at the 300s. South America is all very good in the 300s, except for Haiti. All of a sudden, bang, Haiti is like 55 or something, right in the middle. Whole Western Hemisphere. Alaska, 410, America, 431, Mexico, 400, Central America, the 300s. So the Western Hemisphere is in great shape, except right in the middle of that is Haiti, calibrated 55. You're lucky if you live to be 12 years old, huh? Then you flip the map to the other side of the hemisphere, and there you see Europe in the 300s. You see Russia, across the top of Russia, like 300. You look at China, 400 or so. You look at North and South Korea in the 400s. And then you get to the Middle East and you go down to like 180. Oof, 180. All of them there, 180, 140, 150. Then you get down to, get into Africa, 125. Then you get down to 90, 70, and even down to 40. It's like the consciousness of humanity is like distributed almost geographically in certain areas, as though at the point of karmic manifestation as a human, you come in at what you're destined to come in at. So we notice that people already have a calibratable level of consciousness at the very moment of birth. You're born with it. Then we also discovered that at the moment of birth, not only have you an assigned calibratable level of consciousness, not assigned, but where you've come from previous lifetimes, but that the exact moment of death is already predetermined. Not the how of it. Not the how of it. That's up to you. You can go gallantly, you can go whimpering. You can go as a great warrior. I remember going out of lifetimes as a warrior. It was ecstatic. When I was lifetimes, man, I did it. Above a certain level of consciousness, you remember these lifetimes, you know. It's just a conscious memory, because it's all one life, you know. It's not this lifetime and that lifetime. It's all one life. Yeah, but I've told people before, I'll never forget that warrior and I, when we went out, we did it to each other. And he was fantastic. He was the best warrior around. And so was I. And we went out, stack. I killed him for Jesus, and he killed me for Allah. And we both just broke into this hysterical laughter. It was so funny. I kill him for Jesus, he killed me for Allah. You know, we're doing this for the peace of God. I mean, for the peace of God, we kill each other. Excellente, though, but we were good. You wouldn't want to mix with us.